it's like Bhakti. I think it synchronizes.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I know. Hi, Gladys.
Oh, hi. Good evening.
Where is Pastor Huggins here?
How are you, Pastor Huggins?
Oh, thank you. And how are you?
I'm okay.
You at work?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, the more, you know how these computer things are.
Yeah, this is much clearer. This is much clearer.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I spoke to Pastor Gladson today and I said, hey, let's try the other system and see how it will go. Because when you're not hearing what the other person is saying, you get robbed of.
I just have all the funny noises the other one had.
I'm a prayer line, Zema challenges. Yeah, but I don't know what the problem is. Okay. Hi, Rev G.
Okay. He's gonna use another phone. We couldn't use the computer. He's trying to call in on from my phone.
Oh, okay. Oh, Tamawumbachan.
Oh, Tamawumbachewino. Hello, Mawumbin. Hey, I'm quite Mulishani. How are you?
Yeah, as soon as he calls in, we can start.
Okay.
I see him. Okay, hello. Okay, Rusty.
Okay, all right. We are focusing on 2 Timothy 2:19-26. I'd like to connect this with other scriptures. First of all, with looking at the fact that we are vessels of honor. Looking at vessels of honor, looking at the vessel in definition, having a being a hollow container, especially one used to hold liquid, you know, such as a bowl, and then of being the expressing of a relationship between an author and his works, or between, in our sense, between the creator and his works. And then honor is a personal thing that brings credit and pay public respect to. So I decided to rewrite vessels of honor as a container that expresses the value of relationship between the creator and his work, bringing credit and public respect to him. I just put all the definitions together and made up that sentence. And I looked at it that if for us to be that container that expresses the relationship between God and his people and between God and the work that he is doing through us by the Holy Spirit, we are to bring credit to him and bring respect to him as we avail ourselves. Then we become a vessel of honor. So the scriptures I wanted to allude to is 1 John 2:15-17.
First John,
yeah, chapter 2, verses 15 to 17.
Okay.
And the Bible reads, "Do not love the world or the things of the world. if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who desires the will of God abides forever. So I chose that scripture because I was looking at what 2 Timothy 2:19 is talking about, where we have to flee youthful lust, and we have to pursue righteousness, faith, peace, and love, and we are to avoid foolish arguments. So that is where I focused. And looking at this, I realized that this is the first time that we are fasting as a leadership. And it is the first time that we are now looking at the work as the work that is before us, and what we are being prepared for, wanting to be vessels of honor during this time that God is preparing us, and he will use us in that manner as vessels of honor. So I looked at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He went through the same thing, because when he was baptized, the Holy Spirit came upon him, and the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness for him to be tried by to be tempted of the devil. And he was tempted in these lines, the lust of the flesh, where the devil told him that at the time when he was hungry, that turned these stones into bread. And he told him that you cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And again, the devil, that was on the lust of the flesh, that represents all the appetites that we have as human beings. And then the pride of life and the lust of the eyes. So I will actually focus the prayer meeting around there. So we're going for fleeing. We're going to pray. I believe we are going to grow much larger than we can even imagine ourselves right now. And let us pray right now that we begin to flee from indulging in our appetites and the lust of the flesh now at where we are small. Because Galatians 5:19 elaborates what the lust of the flesh are. And we need to walk in the Spirit so that we do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So, Minister Gladys, if you could pray for us, that we recognize the lust of the flesh in our lives individually, and that we aspire and we pursue the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit to come upon us, to rest on us as a leadership together as a team, not just our individual lives. Yes, it is important for us to be filled by the Holy Spirit continuously in our individual lives, but also as a team, like the way the Holy Spirit came and rested on the 120 in the upper room. He rested on them as a team, as a band, as together. And when they went out, the Bible talks about them speaking in different tongues and everyone hearing them. It sounded like they were all speaking almost at the same time that the others were hearing. Whoever was from a different nation would hear them in their language. So pray that we are able to recognize the lust of the flesh in our lives and flee from it. We are told to do nothing but to flee, and we can only flee that which we recognize as an enemy.
Amen. I'll go ahead and pray now. Mm-hmm. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you for this opportunity that you brought us in your presence, oh God. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you that, Father, even as we are praying this time, we want to pray that God just sanctify us as a leadership, Lord.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we yield ourselves before you, O God, because, Father, this work that you've given us, Almighty Father, is a great work, and, Lord, you shall hold us accountable, O God, for whatever we do. Lord, and the way we direct your flock, Almighty Father, you shall hold us responsible, Lord. Heavenly Father, I want to cry to you that, God, may you cleanse us as a leadership, Lord, that we shall walk pure before your throne, Almighty God. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, I want to pray for the spirit of discernment in our lives, Lord, that each one of us will examine our lives, Almighty Father, that we shall stand pleasing before your throne, Lord. Even as we pray in our different closets, Almighty God, as we have communion with you, O God. Father, we pray that may you burn the chaff that is in our lives, Lord, because it's only you that sees the deepermost hearts, O God. You see the deepermost beings in our lives, Almighty God. Father, Lord, we can never deceive you, O God. Heavenly Father, I want to pray that may you just help us as we confess our sins before you, O God. Heavenly Father, I want to pray even for the spirit of discernment, Almighty Father, to be in our midst, Lord, that we shall, O God, even notice the sign of evil in our presence, Almighty God. That, Father, help us, O God, even to have the boldness to rebuke each other, O God, in love, Lord. And because, Lord, this is for our good and for our benefit, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, I want to pray even for the members that even as they look at our lives, Lord, they won't see any, O God, any sin in our lives, Almighty Father. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you that you sent the Holy Spirit to be our guide. And therefore, we want to pray that, Holy Spirit, may you just guide us, Lord, even as you minister to us, or in our deepermost spirits, Lord, that we shall be rebuked of our sins in our lives, Lord. Father, we want to give you the glory, Lord, that you've given us wisdom, even as believers,
Lord,
that we shall stand strong before your holy throne, Almighty God. Heavenly Father, I want to pray that we shall flee from any sign of evil in our midst, Lord. That, Father, we shall desire to walk in purity, O Father. Father, because that's what you want us to be, Almighty God. Vessels that will bring honor and glory to your name, Lord. Even as you mold us, Lord, we want to pray that, God, you shall mold us, O God, to be like you, Lord. That we shall desire after righteousness. Because without righteousness, Lord, we shall not please you, O God. And therefore, Lord, cry to you that we shall be a people that shall walk with righteousness. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, God, that we shall flee from the lust of the flesh. Because, Lord, we know that the lust, the flesh would lead us to different places. The flesh wants to be fed. The flesh wants to be satisfied, Lord. But we pray that, God, we shall yield to the Spirit, that even as we feed on your word, that, God, we shall grow deeper and deeper in your knowledge, that, God, the flesh will not detect our life, but that we shall be detected by your word, Almighty Father.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you, Almighty Father, in our lives. That we shall be exemplary even as we walk, Almighty Father, that we shall walk after you, O God, that we shall walk after righteousness, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity, that, God, it shall not just be lip service, but that, God, we shall mean each and every word that we say, O Father. We praise you and we thank you for this opportunity, Lord. We give you the glory. In your name we pray, Mighty Father. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Another aspect we have to flee from is the pride of life. With growth, we shall come elevation and possession of influence, fame, recognition, and the miracles that will take place will go. I couldn't think of any other way of saying ululumbi everywhere.
Glory.
Amen. So it's from there that the pride of life would come, just like just like Satan had taken Jesus up into the holy city on the pinnacle of the temple. This is the highest point of the temple, and the highest point in ministry is where you see the work of the Holy Spirit and the miracles happening. That's the highest point of ministry, and we are going there. We are going to be there. But before we even see this, let us pray that we will be able to recognize this in our hearts and deal with it right now, whilst we are still small, that even as we desire the Spirit of God to work through us and to work in us, we will not use that to inflate the pride of life in us, and that we will rest in the fact that it is the Creator, the God of heaven, our Father, who is promoting us, and that to be a container that brings credit back and public respect back to him and not to us. Just like Jesus said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God, and the time that we would tempt God is when we will move in the work of the Holy Spirit, and we will reach a place where we'll be so prideful that we will say that, no, God can do this, God can do this, God can do this, in our own might, in our own minds, because we have crossed the line of totally depending on Him and totally giving back the credit and the public respect to Him. Amazing. Pray for us on that.
Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for the way you are leading us. Thank you for the things that you are showing us through your scriptures, even from amongst ourselves, how you are using each one of us as a vessel to speak into this team, to speak into this body of believers, to speak into the lives of each one of us, Lord, as we encourage each other, as we nurture each other, as we, Lord, love on each other, as we speak the truth in love. Thank you, Lord, for tonight that we're able to come into your presence and to reflect on these things that you're showing us. Pride of life, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, your word says that we should guard our hearts, from it come the issues of life.
Mm-hmm.
Your desire, Lord, is to lift us up in many ways, in our financial situations, in our status in society, to grant us great. Your word says great success. I know, Lord, you want to extend and you want to expand and you want to grow this ministry to heights that we cannot even think or imagine. But, Father, help us to keep each other in check, that whatever success we shall attain, whatever growth we shall attain, whatever financial glories we shall, Lord, achieve, whatever extent to which this work will grow and the geographical areas and places that we shall attain, whatever assets, whatever property we shall acquire as a ministry, Lord, help us to reflect, to remember, and to look, and to recall, and to assert ourselves to say, it is your glory. It is to your glory. It is only to your glory. It is only to the extension of your kingdom. And that the people that are looking at us will realize and reckon that these men and women have served you faithfully and they deserve to attain the level of success that have attained. Lord, help us to remain humble. Help us to remain people that are always pointing to you and that the success comes from you. We love you, Lord. Thank you for the things that you desire. Lord, help us to keep each other in check. Help us to, Lord, to remember that pride comes before a fall. And that, Lord, it was the very thing that made Satan fall from your presence and from your glory and from that place that you had given him. Father, we thank you. Father, Lord, thank you for the way we are beginning. Thank you for the way we are starting. Thank you for the direction that you are taking us. Thank you for the way you are leading us. We desire to walk in your footsteps. We desire that you may lead us in this direction that we are taking. We desire that, Lord, we may walk in humility. We desire that we may walk in truth, that we may walk in purity, that we may walk in righteousness, Lord. That help us, Lord, O God, that whatever things you speak to us, that we shall be quick to say, it is good, it is marvelous, and it is the Lord's doing. We thank you, Lord. And we praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Pastor Glatton, pray that we are still talking about fleeing. We continue to flee the lust of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
When we encounter all the kingdoms of the world, you had just spoken to us as a church and about the kingdom and the culture, the kingdom culture of God and the kingdoms of the world, and that the lust of the eyes, pray that we flee the lust of the eyes, because we will see and we will encounter the kingdoms of the world, the money, the prestige, the fame, the power that comes with influence, that we will choose to walk in the Spirit, worship the Lord God and serve Him only. And Jesus had responded to the devil when he brought this charge before him and told him that I will give you all this and its glory. You know, he still brings out and the glory. The thing is, it will be apparent. The reality is that it is going to be there. It will be there, and then we'll look at our status, our position, and where we are, and look at just what glory there will be to amass even more wealth by doing A, B, C, D. But that may not be the will of God, but because of the lust of the eyes, we may be pulled away to the kingdoms of the world and their glory. So So pray for us that we will flee from the lust of the eyes and we will know our place, even when the money and the prestige and the fame and the power will come, that we will choose to worship the Lord God only and serve Him only, because money is another God. So it is the only God that God even mentions in His word. He says that you cannot serve two gods, the Lord God Most High and Mammon. So Mammon is the one that brings about prestige. Mammon brings fame. Mammon brings power in the kingdoms of the world. And we are going to encounter that because we are in the world, even if we are not of this world.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we want to thank you that God, you are faithful. Thank you that, Lord, your word is life and your word comes to instruct. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you, Lord God, that in your word we have life. In your word we have confidence. In your word, Father, we have hope. In your word we have safety, O God. And tonight, Father, we come before you as a leadership, Lord. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, nobody knows us better than you. You see our lying down. You see our waking up, Lord God. Your word even says that you see our thoughts before we even think them. So, God, we thank you that we can trust in you, O God. Father, we pray tonight concerning, O God, the lust of the eye. Lord, money is real. The Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. And so we come before you, dear God, that, Father, our hearts will stay true to you, that, Father, our minds will be set above where Christ is seated, our affections are set above where Christ is seated, at the right hand of God, that when success and prosperity comes, that we will not forget the source, we will not forget who the blesser is, we will not move our eyes from the giver of the gift, in the name of Jesus Christ, that Father God, when there's a choice presented, Father, like Esau, he gave up his birthright, Lord God, for meat and for soup, Lord God. He overlooked his blessing because he wanted to satisfy self. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, that God, that we will have the fear of God in our hearts, God. The fear of God to be, O God, that which guards us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not sell our birthright for a paycheck, that we will not sell our birthright, mighty God, for a morsel of bread, that we will not sell our birthright, mighty God, for status quo, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask that the fear of God consumes us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that in everything we do, our hearts will be true, our hearts will be pure before you. In the name of Jesus, let your word be the plumb line in our lives, Father. Let your word be the scale in our lives that weighs our motives, that weighs our desires, that weighs, mighty Father, our plans and our purposes, in the name of Jesus Christ. And anything that is not of you, even in our lives, in this beginning stages, God, that's trying to creep up, that's trying to come in and to want to cause a division, Lord, we uproot it in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we pray, God, in Jesus' name, that money, yes, is good. Money, yes, answers all things. But we pray that money would be used for the purpose for which, God, it comes in our lives for, mighty God, and that is to extend the kingdom of God. That is to extend the work of the ministry, Father, a vehicle and a tool that you use to reach other parts that we could otherwise not reach without money. Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the prosperity. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the financial, God, networking. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that heaven is open, that the nations are yours, God.
Yes.
And the gold is yours. And Father, thank you that, Lord, you have placed us in a place where, God, you have spoken over our lives, that you will bless us and bless us above.
abundantly financially, dear God. And so we thank you for that, God. And we thank you that because you've spoken it, God tells us, oh God, that you are, oh God, have blessed us as a place where we're able to handle it. So we ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, that we would not lose focus. We would not lose focus, Father. We would not lose focus on why we are here, on why you have separated us for this work, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that nothing would separate us from your love, not even money, not even the lack of it, Lord God, oh God, the amassing of it, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We pray, let not money become a rift between us as a leadership team, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let not money become a thing that separates us, become a thing, God, that pulls us apart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For we choose to serve you, the Lord God Almighty. We choose to set you before us, O God, and to hold strong and to hold on to you in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you. But, Lord, we are able to flee the lust of the eye, God, as your word instructs us, Father, as your word is revealed to us. But, Lord, our response, God, mighty Father, is like Jesus. We rebuke the enemy. We rebuke Satan. That he flees from us in the name of Jesus. We resist him. We resist him in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And Holy Spirit, come and lead us. Come and guide us, even through this transition, even through this process. Give us a wise and discerning heart, that when the money has come, Lord, we'll be good stewards, Father, in Jesus' name. We'll be good stewards of it. It will be appropriated and used for the purpose for which it is given, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. We bless you, God, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The same scripture in 2 Timothy is telling us to pursue righteousness, to pursue faith, to pursue love, to pursue peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And we need to pursue righteousness. And righteousness really is righteousness. We have been imputed righteousness from Christ Jesus, which translates into excellence on our part in everything. Excellence in our presentation, excellence in our appearance, excellence in our speech. We need to have faith. Not just believing God without proof, but trusting God without reservations. Because believing God without proof, anybody can say anything, even if there is no proof, and pretend it's faith. But trusting God in a circumstance without reservations, without holding back, that is a challenge that we need to pray for and ask and pursue. We need to pursue love, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, to love each other in the team, you know, better, to consider each other better than ourselves, for love covers over a multitude of sins. To pursue peace, to be at peace with all men as long as it depends on us to do so. So to be at peace first and foremost with each other in the leadership, to be at peace, to love one another in the leadership. And if we are able to do that at this close proximity for us to be able, we can do that even for the flock that God has entrusted in us. So I don't know if Pastor Piri is there.
Yes.
Has he joined us? Yes. So I'll ask you if you could pray that we will be able to achieve consistency, to achieve a level that does not vary in quality with each other. First and foremost with each other, and then with the flock entrusted to us. We need to move and flow in our pursuit for righteousness and excellence, in our pursuit for faith, in our pursuit for love, in our pursuit for peace. We need to be consistent and not to vary in our relationships with each other and with the congregation, that it will be constant. Because when our relationship are consistent and our love and our peace is consistent, it can be depended on. And the people and the flock will feel the love, and they will know that they are in the right place. They are in the right flock. They are being led to the right place, and they are being connected to the right God. Because until but we need to be consistent with each other and consistent with the flock.
Yes. Father God, we just want to say thank you for bring us this opportunity yet again to come into your presence. God, we just want to say thank you for keeping us watching over us today, oh God, if we married in your presence. This day we just want to say thank you, Lord, for ministering to us. And God, at the same time, thank you for your word that says, if the man says he loves God and his brother, whom is he to life? God, I just pray that God, through the help of God, just begin to love other with pure heart. Heavenly Father God, just pray that, oh Lord God, may you be the one that is leading and guiding us, God, in doing this work, God, as we interact with one another, that God will give us another, God, love, honesty, and the God with purity of heart. That, oh Heavenly Father God, even as the word says, that these shall men know that you are my disciples, to love one another. And the God, this love that God we are asking for, oh God, to the existence of God in our midst, in our lives, Father, that God we may exemplify Christ, Lord, even so that God we are Father. So, Lord, if they see the unity, if they see the love, God, ask the Lord to only speak for God, to give peace. This is our prayer, this is our desire, that of God we have love, let there be love. And the God is kind. That of God, we are endeavoring, God, we are desiring God, the very best of you. And as you lead and guide us, the best of God wants to be excellent. Your word excellent in the things we and the things we do for God, the way that God we express your love, the way we express your love to one another, as God says, purity that may be excellent God in the name of Jesus. And it is as we exemplify Christ the Lord to love one for the other, that God, even the people around us, God, the people that Lord you taught us to eat, God, the students of the Lord eat, God, God in our lives and in the way Lord, you are leading us, God, Let us
say, you are God. Tell us not to speak, even as we speak. Let us not speak God's honor for God ourselves, but we glory, honor, worship, and rest. Let all these God be honored. Because all you said, my religion God, I don't take much myself. Father, our heart is private, our desire, our prayer. Let us God that we keep. The God even us pray tonight for help. Keep God very best out of country. And I have got very faithful on the not. I guess I'm against for the spirit of jealousy. Let us all who hinder, who only hinder of the Father, the law, the spirit of God, and God has said, Ula. And of let there be Ula. And only flaws on because the wrath of another Lord has added to us. And that the God will not pray one. Hiring God other for ourselves. It's the Son of God that has God. Our heart, one of us, Mary, others for our own self. Mary, very best, Father of God, and God looking at the wisdom, for we are only one there. I always want to be the point of our that God has the very best of us. Help us. For you alone and God are people. Think out very fast enough. For God is not God of you and want to thank you all. Thank you all. We ascribe all praise, all honor, first Lord, and
Pastor Hagen.
Hello?
Your reception is, we could barely hear anything. I can connect you using your house phone. You want me to do that?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me call your house phone.
So this is Brian. Sorry, missed your call. Please leave your phone number, including the area code, twice.
Uh-oh. Maybe I called somebody else's number. What's your number?
It's 469.
Oh, I'm calling the 214. 469.
252-2901.
Okay, let me connect you on that. Because when you were praying, we could only hear you on the in the background.
Is it?
We couldn't hear a single thing.
Yeah.
But now it's clear.
Now it's clear. I don't know what you've done different now, but now we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe because...
Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Yeah, I can't. I have a voicemail. Yeah, I can't.
Oh, okay.
But it's clear, very clear now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing everyone very clearly.
Yeah, but when you were praying, we couldn't hear anything. Okay, anyway,
yes.
Let's continue. Uh-huh.
Okay, Pastor Nathan, I'd like you to pray for, we are still on the pursuing, for us to pursue personal integrity, the quality of being honest, or having strong moral principles and moral uprightness. And as a leadership, for us to together to pursue the condition of being unified and sound in our construction, which by that I mean sound in our doctrine, sound in our theology, sound in our love for one another, pursuing a lack of corruption. It's the corruption, that meaning the dishonest or fraudulent conduct by those in power, so that we will not have that, or the process by which something, typically a word or expression, is changed from its original use or meaning to one that is regarded as erroneous or debased, which is very easy for us to do as we are teaching, that we may not change the integrity of the Word of God or the expression that comes out of the Word of God, for us to, whether intentionally or unintentionally, bring about a meaning different from that which is intended in the Word of God, thus bringing about an erroneous or debased understanding to the people and to ourselves and to everyone around us. God forbid that it may be coming from a desire to do so, but we pray that we may pursue personal integrity, honesty on our part, and as a leadership to pursue the condition of being unified and sound in our construction of theology and sound in our understanding and delivering of doctrine.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, Auntie B.
Hello. Yeah, I tried and it didn't work out. Just wake up now. Yeah.
It's okay.
Hello.
Work.
Hi.
Work is a challenge. Praise God.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that your scripture is very clear that you desire to have shepherds, you desire to have pastors, you desire to have women and men that serve in your house, that they may be upright and pure in heart and in our motives and in our intentions. Your scripture, Lord, is very clear that we should be shepherds over your flock, loving them, doing our work out of a pure heart and a pure conscience, not looking out for a way we are going to gain any monetary or financial gain, but doing it as a service unto you. Father, we ask you, as your maid servant is leading us, the things you've laid on our heart, that we may reflect, first of all, on our personal integrity, that, Lord, we cannot live lives of double standards. We cannot be different personalities in our homes. We can't be different personalities at our workplace. We can't be different personalities in our community, in our schools, and be different people in our church. We are going to, Lord, influence this flock with spirits which do not bring glory and honor to you. We are just going to create a bring up a state of people who are confused and do not know which direction to go and which God these your leaders are serving. But Lord, that we shall pursue holiness and righteousness, like your word says, without which no one will see God. And your word is very clear, Lord, that if we lead any one of these innocent people into the pit of hell and fire, you shall put stones around our feet and throw us into the very depth and bottomless places where we cannot be redeemed. Help us, Lord, first of all, to fear you, to have a pure conscience, to have a pure mind, and that our motives and our intentions for doing your work and your ministry will be out of a love and fear for you. Then we shall be genuine in our work. Father, like your word says, let our doctrine be pure. Let our theology be pure. Let our ministry and our teaching be pure. We love you, Lord. Help us to walk in purity, in holiness, in righteousness, pursuing the footsteps of Jesus Christ, he who laid down his life selflessly. Oh, Spirit of God, help us in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to walk in purity of life. Help us to walk in righteousness, in sincerity, to speak the truth in love to each one. Oh, God, we thank you because you are faithful. You are holy, Lord. You are holy, Lord. We humble ourselves. We submit to your leadership, Holy Spirit. To your teaching, show us, Holy Spirit, which way you want us to go and how you, oh God, we submit and we humble ourselves to you. We thank you, Lord, because you are a faithful God. You are a faithful God. You are a faithful God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Coming to the final part of it, we were to flee, to pursue, and to avoid. So, now, we need to avoid foolish arguments, ignorant disputes, inane discussions. And a servant of the Lord must not engage in a battle of words, but a gentle listener, working firmly but patiently with those who refuse to obey. A servant of the Lord ought to avoid any conversations that are having or showing a lack of common sense or judgment, to avoid any conversations that are ridiculously trivial, and majoring on the minor differences. Pastor Gladden, would you pray for us that we would not find ourselves in the place where there are foolish arguments or ignorant disputes or inane discussions that just blurting out things that are a lack of common sense, bringing our level low because of being in conversation with foolishness. So help, pray that the Lord God Almighty will help us to avoid this as we go.
Father, we thank you that your word tells us that with many words, Father, sin does not lack. Your word also tells us, cautions us that we will be held accountable for every idle word. Father, your word tells us to avoid, mighty Father, feebles, to avoid vain babblings, to avoid arguments, Father, whether it be of tradition or trivial issues, Father God, that do not edify the body. We come before you, Lord God, that our speech would be seasoned with grace, that our words, Father, would be words that edify and build, that what comes out of our mouth will be that which, O God, is profitable, that which is beneficial for the edification of one another as a leadership, for the edification of those that you have entrusted in our care. Father, we come before you, that, Lord, you give us a wise and discerning heart, Lord, that to flee, O God, idle talk, to flee, Father God, a war of the words, to flee, Lord God, vain, O God, speech, O God, jestings, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, but that our speech would be wholesome, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that we would mean what we say and say what we mean in Jesus' name. We ask, God, that your word would be, O God, within us, that when we open our mouths, mighty Father, it will be like the psalmist said, that the Lord has made my tongue like the pen of a ready writer. That, Lord, we would speak, oh God, we would speak life, we would speak hope, we would speak, Father God, our healing, we would speak, oh God, love in the name of Jesus. So we pray that, God, vain talk would not be mentioned among us, oh God, that vain talk would not be, oh God, our portion in the name of Jesus. We ask that, God, each one of us as a leader would make a resolve within us, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to be serious about what we speak, Lord God, because we realize that there's life, oh God, power of life and death is in the tongue, Lord, that we would speak, oh God,
only that which is beneficial, only that which, God, comes from you in the name of Jesus Christ. For, Lord, the Bible tells us that you do know them by their fruit, O God. Let the fruit that we're known, O God, by, let it be fruit of integrity. Let it be fruit, O God, of purity. Let it be fruit, mighty God, that which is, O God, of edification by the word of our words, mighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let not gossip, let not slander, let not backbiting, Father God, let not malice, Lord God, be a part of this leadership. In the name of Jesus, we resist it, we rebuke it, we resent it in Jesus' name. Let no seeds of discord be planted because of empty words, Father, in the name of Jesus, because of false accusations, because of hearsay, Lord, in Jesus' name, we bring a stop, we cut it off in Jesus' name, and we pray that our lives be sanctified through the blood, our lives be sanctified through the washing of the water of the word, in the name of Jesus, your word, Father, we hide in our hearts that we may not sin against you. In the name of Jesus, your word we take upon our lives, God, that becomes that which we speak from, that becomes that which we, oh God, set our disposition from, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, should there be challenges, God, that arise, mighty God, as a result of doctrine, as a result, mighty God, of defending the gospel, as a result, God, of wanting to stand, oh God, for what we believe. We believe, God, that the Holy Spirit will give us what to say. You give us, oh God, what to speak in those moments. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, God, for wisdom in our speech. We ask for knowledge, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. For with wisdom, God, the Bible says that a woman, oh God, builds her house, and with knowledge it is filled, Lord God. So we pray that, God, we will be filled with wisdom and with knowledge, will be filled with understanding and discernment, mighty God, in our speech, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're building your church, you're building, oh God, us up, Father, to become pure, to become holy, to become vessels of honor, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Minister Pistoria, pray for us. We are going through this time of prayer and fasting, and we are focusing on this word, on 2 Timothy 2:22-19-26. We are focusing on this word and pray that this word will be hidden in the good soil of our hearts, that like the sower, that it may not be that the birds will come and steal it, and the birds that would come and steal it is the challenges that we face at our workplaces, the challenges that we face in all these different places may come to steal that which we are contending for right now from using this scripture and going through this time of prayer and fasting. Pray that the enemy may not come and steal that which has already been planted in our hearts as we have been praying and fasting, and by the time that we reach on Friday, that everything that we have will be embedded and encased in our hearts, that we will not lose any part of it, that from the beginning to end, because this is the beginning, this is our foundation, this is the pillar that we're going to stand on, seeing the instruction of God on our life.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, that indeed we are chosen vessels. Thank you, Lord, for choosing us to be the vessels that you are using to bring life to your people, because they need Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you may continue to be with us, O Lord, even as we are in this attitude of prayer, even as we have committed ourselves to you, O God, that you may just help us, O Lord, that you may lead us, that you may guide us, O Lord, in every area of our lives. Father, we pray, O Lord, that we may pursue your holiness, O God, that you may pursue purity, O Lord, in our lives, O God. Father, we pray, O Father, Lord, that our desire, that we may be a good example, oh God, to the people we're meeting, the people we're leading, oh Lord. Father, we pray that you may take control of our lives in every area of our lives, oh God. Our lives at home, our lives at work, oh God. Father, I pray that you may take every control of our body as well, oh Father, what we say, oh Father, we choose what we hear, oh God. Father, I just pray that you may help us to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit. I pray that Holy Spirit may continue to guide us, O Lord. I pray that Holy Spirit may continue to lead us, O Lord. That you may help us to be sensitive, O God, to your leadership, O God. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, O Lord, as we pursue, O Father, to be vessels, O Lord, who are acceptable in our sight, O Lord. Vessels, O Lord, who are being used to your own glory, O Father. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I pray that you may continue to be with us, that you may continue to lead us, O God. For you are the mighty God, the great I am, O God. You are Jehovah Jireh, O Father, when we need. You are Jehovah Healer when we need healing, oh God. Hallelujah. You are everything that we need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father, we know that without you, oh Father, we cannot succeed, oh Lord. We know that without you, oh Father, we cannot lead your people. That's why we cry unto you, oh God, that you may guide us, oh Lord. Help us, oh Father, to be leaders, oh Lord, who are acceptable in your sight, oh God. Father, we are ready to be used by you, oh Father. I pray, oh Lord, that you may be with us. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we surrender our lives once again to you, our God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. To be a vessel of honor is to desire to be a vessel of honor, and is to put yourself at a place to be a vessel of honor.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that is for, he says that, and the latter, for us to cleanse ourselves, purify ourselves from the latter. So it is an action on our part to be a vessel of honor. And then God will take that vessel of honor and bring honor to himself as he uses us. Pastor Nathan, I hand it over to you. We've come to the end of our prayer meeting, and I know we're continuing, and may God bless all of you.
Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you. I just wanted to bring one thing to our attention. Remember we had said that when Mrs. Longwa comes back from the funeral of her dad, we would go and see her, because when we wanted to do it, she actually left the same day we wanted to go there. So can we do it this Friday, and then from there we go to the prayer meeting?
Yep, it's doable.
Yeah, that's okay. Mm-hmm.
What we can do is we can target to be at the house, at their house, 5:36 p.m. And then, so that we leave that place, target to leave at 7:15 to head to the prayer meeting.
Okay, you said it's 5:30?
Pardon?
Well, what's the
exact
time?
Yeah, let's target to be there like at 5:30, and then we can leave around 7 so that we start heading towards the prayer meeting.
Yeah.
Now, that sounds good. Or 5:30 or 6, which one? Let's agree.
5:30 sounds like it's a good time.
Okay. So that we don't look to be in a hurry when we reach there with car.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Friday 5:30. I'll send the address on text message. Pastor Huggins, can you lead us when we get there on Friday?
Okay.
Just spend the time of encourage her and just, you know, the usual thing.
Yeah.
So we can do that.
Are we have something to give her? Or?
In terms of
money or just maybe we are in that term,
Well, that's a good idea. I did think about that. I don't know how we can handle that because, well, first of all, she's not a member, and I don't know what we can do about that, or we just go spend time with her.
Right now, what I'm trying to say is that I don't think right now we even have a membership, do we?
Oh, well, yes and no, in a sense that we may not necessarily talk about a membership, but look at people who have shown consistent commitment. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we can talk about it. I don't want to hold everybody's situation on that. We can make a decision between now and tomorrow and just reflect on it. The other thing I wanted to look at is, Pastor Huggins, I don't know how you look at this situation. Don't you? Do you think we might be experiencing the same thing with the ladies? This is Anna, in terms of her deciding to take a nap and then she sleeps for good. I don't know how you think we can work around that. You see what I'm trying to say? I'm looking at the situation of meeting them at, Presbyterian Island, or the aspect of just going to pick them up from the house, the two situations.
Let me ask that. I've tried Kiona one time, went to her place. It doesn't make much difference. Where you knock on the door, they don't even open the door. They don't
ask.
Yeah. That's just when we started, I used to pass through Kiona trying to see if she can come. Right now, I think they haven't answered the call, so I'm trying to work on it tonight.
Okay.
Out, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking at, it looks like Pastor Huggins has dropped. Msondas, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I think Pastor Huggins dropped. He's trying to call me, but I don't know how to...
Hello.
Me, I was thinking we can try it once to go to their houses. If they don't answer, then we have to think of something else.
Oh, I thought they live together, Kiana and Anna.
No, Kiana's moved. She has got her own place now.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that. What is the distance between their homes?
shouldn't be far. I don't have Kiona's address. I've been trying to get. It shouldn't be far apart because they are babysitting each other's kids.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's the way I was looking at it, to say if that the arrangement of meeting them at Presbyterian Island is good,
mm-hmm.
but you know better, you wake night shift.
Yeah.
When you decide to take a nap,
you can't get up, yeah.
No, you can't get up. And you see, and Anna's commitment is not, she's not a mature Christian.
Mm.
So if she falls into bed, that's it, she's gone. And
mm-hmm.
it will continue defeating, and not because, not that we're not thinking about the Bandas and everybody, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, basically when we did this, we were thinking about them. So we
yeah.
need to do our best to make sure that it works for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, let me not hold everybody. I just wanted us to talk about those two things.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Auntie B, you can brief Pastor Huggins what we have discussed. He's having problems coming back on the line.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, then. Gladys, are you there? Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Bye-bye.